BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The Russian military says air raids on a Syrian army position in northeastern Syria have killed dozens of soldiers. It said that US-led coalition planes had targeted the airport near the town of Deir Azor, killing at least 60 soldiers and injuring many more. Activists of the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the attack, saying they could not identify which warplanes carried it out. They put the number of soldiers killed at 80. A Belgian teenager has been helped to die in the first such case since a law was passed more than 2 years ago allowing terminally ill children to request euthanasia. An official said the child was 16 or 17 years old but gave no other details. Belgium is the only country in the world that permits children of any age to choose to die. A week after a devastating fire broke out at a packaging factory in Bangladesh, it's still not been totally extinguished. The head of the fire brigade told the BBC that the blaze was being stoked by inflammable chemicals in some corners of the multi-story building. 34 people are known to have died. The United Nations says 16 pro-democracy activists have been arrested in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It urged respect for fundamental rights and freedoms. The UN also says 85 people were detained in the city of Lubumbashi after clashes between security forces and opposition supporters on Friday. A court in Egypt has ordered a freeze on the assets of 5 prominent human rights activists and 3 non-governmental organizations. All of them are accused of receiving foreign funds in a case that stretches back to 2011. Thousands of people in Brazil have attended the funeral of a famous actor who drowned in a river where the crew had been recording scenes for the country's most popular soap opera. The death of Domingos Montanha on Thursday shocked the country. And that is the latest BBC News.